Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Investing goals. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor. Member SIPC.
I have only five words for you.
From my cold, dead hands.
It's time for Gun Radio Utah. No apologies. A show dedicated to preserving and protecting your constitutional right to bear arms for your security and sport. Here's your host, well-known gun rights advocate and chairman of the Utah Shooting Sports Council, Clark Apogian.
And welcome to Gun Radio Utah, where there are no apologies whatsoever. They always want us to apologize for things. I've had some people, you should say you're sorry for that. I'm not going to do that. We're not going to. Hey, welcome. And what a beautiful day today.
It is gorgeous.
Yeah, it is a gorgeous day today. I am joined in the studio by Dave Branham, Director of Firearm Services for Sportsman's Warehouse and Legacy Shooting. You can always get a hold of them at legacyshooting.com.
Correct.
Is that right? Yeah,
yeah,
legacyshooting.com. And when we start talking about what Legacy Shooting has and what they've got going, you're going to want to go to legacyshooting.com to check out their classes, sign up for their classes, some actually pretty cool classes going on. I like the low light one. We don't practice enough in low light.
Yeah, it's pretty popular.
Yeah, yeah. What do you do? Just give everybody guns and turn the lights out? That's basically it.
No. that might be entertaining, but probably not safe. Yeah. But yeah, we have an instructor that teaches low light, and we're doing bowling pin shoots.
Really?
Twice a month.
In low light?
Not in low light.
See, now you should combine the bowling pin shoots and the low light. Yeah, that would be fun.
There's a challenge right there.
Did you know that it, and this is an obscure thing that I've been an instructor for so many years that just come up, that there's a tendency for iron sight shooters, you know, regular just sight shooters, pistols, to shoot low in low light at short distances, but at long distances, we tend to shoot high. Is that not weird or what?
That is weird.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go take the next class and see if I shoot high or low.
Yeah, it's there's this tendency, and I have not. Typically, we can find out, you know, well, it's a deal with the refraction of the eyes on the brain, or you know, blah blah blah, something, you know, your dominant eye. And I've never been able to figure it out, and as such, I don't really teach it, you know, and explain it too much. But since we just were talking about low light shooting.
I got to test that out now.
Yeah,
I'm going to test that theory.
Yeah. So it and then we're going to have to have a neurologist on or something, or or maybe an ophthalmologist. Maybe that would be an ophthalmologist neurologist on. Hey, we have got a show for you today. We're going to be talking about I'm somewhat reactionary. Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about mass shootings and the myths around them. The mass shootings, and why is it the United States is the number one mass shooter developer, but are we? We're going to, you know, so you're going to have to stay tuned for that to find out, you know, are we? And I'll give you a quick little teaser. No. Anyway, so bump stocks. Bump stocks have been in the news, too, both in the Sixth Circuit and the Tenth Circuit. So my case had some movement in it, and the Sixth Circuit had some movement in it, and they both went different directions, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. We're gonna be explaining some of the concepts behind the bump stock cases that are in the appeals court, the federal district courts right now, and what they mean. And I'll give you a hint. There's the Chevron doctrine and the rule of lenity. So there you go. It almost sounds like the rule of lenity. It sounds like something out of Hogwarts or something. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, like I said, we're going to talk about mass shootings. We're going to talk about, speaking of circuit courts, the Ninth Circuit. You know, the Ninth Circuit has said just now that the right to keep and bear arms does not extend beyond your doorstep. So you can parade around with your guns, according to the Ninth Circuit, all you want, except don't walk outside, because you have no necessity for lawful self-defense outside your door, just inside your home. So, and they say that history stacks them up on that. So we'll talk about that. And what else? What else I got on my list on here? We're going to be hearing from Gary Hughes. Gary Hughes, he's going to be coming on second segment, which is coming right up here in the next segment, because this is the first segment. Anyway, we're going to be talking with Gary Hughes, and Gary and his wife and some other fantastic 2A doers, I will say, not just supporters, but these are the folks that actually do the stuff. They actually get out there. They go to the hearings. They talk the talk and walk that walk. We're going to hear from him on some progress on a Second Amendment sanctuary county in his county. So anyway, we're going to talk about that. What else we got here? The frequency of mass, the binary, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So I want to go over background checks, because I was meeting with a guy, two, 3 days ago. And he says, oh, you know, Clark, I listen to Gun Radio Utah, you know, blah, blah. I'm a big fan of yours, blah, blah, blah. And finally got into it. But I guess I don't see anything wrong with the background checks. I think we ought to, you know, give up ground on the background checks. And I said, really? I said, that's interesting. He says, oh, yeah, but I'm a gun guy, you know. I says, okay. I says, you know, you typically just buy all your guns through, you know, dealers and that kind of stuff. Oh, yeah, yeah. And I said, so what will it solve? What's it going to solve? And so I just wanted to find out, and I'm going to go over why I'm not this huge, I don't think that background checks are the panacea. I don't think that they're going to do what is purported they do, because we look at states that have them, and it hasn't worked out well for them. I mean, we look at, hey, let's look at Colorado. You realize that the shooter in Colorado passed a background check. You realize they have universal background checks. They also have semi-automatic firearm restrictions. They have magazine restrictions. They have waiting periods. They have, you know, they're quite up there. They didn't get an A from the anti-gun establishment folks, but they got a C+. Which is pretty hard to get. We're an F, you know, by the way, Utah is an F. We proudly hold that F up. And so we also have very low crime, too. And so if it takes an F rating from the gun control groups to have low crime, I'll go ahead and we'll take that F. So anyway, so universal background checks. First off, the term, what's that? F, and Jesus has just informed me that F stands for fantastic, and I agree. So, you know, with universal background checks, the very term itself, kind of like assault weapons, envisions things like, you know, assault. Oh my gosh, it's a weapon. And it's not only is it a weapon, but you're also assaulting things with it. And universal means everyone. It's the entire universe. As they obtain a firearm, must go through a background check, will go through a background check, will have completed a background check. Every single person that obtains a firearm will do this. Folks, it's not universal. The same folks who aren't going to go through a background check, either because it's not required or it's they just don't want to, aren't going to do it before the law passes and after if it does pass. It's just, folks, it's not going to happen. You know, background checks are great, but there are many problems with them. In addition to that, and I know we've got what? We've got about that many. Okay, thank you, Jesus. So let me tell you a normal kind of a thing. So first they're going to go with new guns. They'll establish the background check requirement for the new guns that you purchase. Okay. No more, it will basically criminalize private transfers of all new transfers. Well, if for that to really work, then they're going to have to go with the guns that you already have. You're going to have a background check to possess them, even if you're not buying more, because ultimately, if they don't want criminals to have guns, logically, then what about all the guns that people already own? Well, they're going to have to do that. And then the only way to keep track of that, to see if you have abided by the new law, is to register those firearms. And then once they determine that, okay, we have those guns out there and we know who has those guns, now we've decided we don't want you to have those guns, so we're going to buy those guns back from you. So come in there, we will give you a gift certificate, or, you know, we'll buy all those guns back from you. And when that doesn't work so well, they'll have a mandatory buyback of the guns. They'll say, you're going to sell the guns to us, whether you like it or not. And So that basically, and yeah, that mandatory buybacks equal confiscation. So folks, that's this one of the reasons, one of the ancillary reasons we're not a fan of it, and it just doesn't work. Anyway, when we come back on Gun Radio Utah, we're going to be talking with Gary Hughes.
Here to Pay. It's part of the heritage of Morgan Jewelers that Chase and I proudly carry on at MorganJewelers.com.
Welcome back to Gun Radio Utah with Clark Kaposian on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Listen, and you'll know.
And hey, welcome back to Gun Radio Utah. There are no apologies. Hey, somebody asked me on the break, where's Bill? Where's Bill Pedersen? Where's my co-host? So Bill is having to take a little bit of a leave of absence because of some responsibilities he's got that take him away, that require his attention on Saturdays. So we, Bill is still obviously a member of the Utah Shooting Sports Council and a very valued board member. But for the next little while, he's got to direct his attention to some other responsibilities he's got on that. So anyway, now we've got Gary Hughes on the line. Hey, Zeus, give me Gary. Is Gary there? Gary, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Gary, there you are. Boy Scout Big Shot, gun maker aficionado, and the husband of the Red Queen. And a big shout-out to her because she's my favorite person of the Hughes clan. Anyway, no. Gary, you've got you
she's
and...
my favorite, too, Clark.
Yeah. You and your beautiful wife are working with others on a Second Amendment sanctuary in your county. And it's gotten to a point where we need some involvement. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That's absolutely true. We've been working with a group here in Wasatch County and Summit County, actually, called Defending Wasatch Back. And it's a group of citizens. There's more than about 200 of us or so now, Clark, that are active. We meet every week, and we plan action items, and we take action on those items. So it's really, really kind of nice. I mean, you know me, I've known you for a while, and I've been involved in gun rights and lobbying and all that kind of stuff pretty much my entire adult life, and I've never worked with a group that's as active or proactive as this group is.
So what do you think has brought all these people together? Is it a fear of encroachment on the Second Amendment? Is it the necessity to create some new laws or to stop some encroachment? What's going on? What is it specifically about Wasatch and Summit counties too?
I don't think it's just Wasatch and Summit, but I think that there's an overwhelming feeling across the country that people need to get involved locally and make a difference locally, because clearly whatever we're doing at the federal level and in some cases the state levels isn't working.
Agree.
So there's just kind of a movement at the local level to take back individual liberty and freedom. And it's not just a 2A group. I would say that the overall feel of the group is we want our individual liberty back. We want to take power back from the government and put it back in the hands of the people. And that starts at a local level, and that's what this group's all about.
Okay, now I see that you have an event coming up. What day is that, and what are the details on that event?
So we're actually attempting to get a Second Amendment sanctuary ordinance passed in Wasatch County. Sandy, the Red Queen, is actually on the Citizens Committee that's meeting with the County Council, and that next meeting is happening Monday, March 29th, and we're all kind of meeting at 12:45 p.m., to have a little demonstration in front of the county building in Wasatch County at 25 North Main Heber. And we're going to have signs and we're going to have flags, and we're hoping to get some people to honk and show some support for the Second Amendment sanctuary ordinance that we're proposing.
All right, so that is this coming Monday at 12:45 at the county building,
yep.
25 North Main in Heber. How long do you expect if say somebody took a late lunch and decided, well, I'm going to come and support these folks, how long would you expect them to be there?
We've got it down for 1 to 3 p.m., but, you know, whatever people can show up for, just a show of people united and a show of people who are interested in this and interested in keeping the Second Amendment, you know, a vibrant living thing in the United States. And the other thing that we need, Clark, is we need people to email. We need people to email the Wasatch County Council And their email address is publiccomment@wasatch.utah.gov. And we need people to tell them that they support a Second Amendment sanctuary ordinance for Wasatch County. And the other person that needs emails is Sheriff Jared Rigby of Wasatch County. And his email address is jrigby, R-I-G-B-Y, at wasatch.utah.gov.
Okay, I'm going to go over those one more time with you, those email addresses. So to contact and show your support for this, publiccomment@wasatch.utah.gov, and that's for Wasatch yes. County, publiccomment@wasatch.utah.gov. And to contact the sheriff to let them know that you support this is jrigby@wasatch.utah.gov. Is that right? jrigby@wasatch.utah.gov. All right, so put on your calendars, if you can. If you're going to be going through there, is 12:45 p.m. this Monday, 25 North Main yep. in Heber at the county building. And so that's some good time. That's some good effort. And at the very least, go by and honk. But I got to tell you, you know, take a late lunch and take some time and go over and support these kind of efforts, because you know it's grassroots efforts. It's like you said, it's local. And I got to agree with you that if we don't start at the local level, how can we ever expect the feds to take notice? And
yeah,
and
I've been saying for a while, people need to organize. Yeah. We need to get vocal and we need to get local.
So
and
I envision you, Gary.
Also, what's that?
I got to tell you how I envision you and the Red Queen is back in the day, back in the medieval times. You would have been the ones with the flaming torches and the pitchforks at the palace gates. You would have been one of those, and you know what? It actually worked back then too. The folks behind in the palace would take notice and start doing things. And I think this is exactly what we're talking about. So get out there this Monday, the 29th at 12:45.
We still have the Constitution. They haven't been able to abolish it yet. They're trying. But we still have it, and we need to stand up and we need to fight. And if people want more information on getting organized, I think this Defending Wasatch Back is a great model.
Is there a website for that?
More information? Yeah, there's an email address. It's defendingwasatchback@gmail.com.
I'm going to have to write that down because that's a long one. Defendingwasatchback@gmail.com.
Yep, at gmail.com.
All right, I will.
And I'd like to see this become a model for the whole state, Clark. I'd like to see everybody in our local communities show up at county council meetings, at city council meetings, at the sheriff's office. We need to take power back.
Fantastic. Gary Hughes, thank you very much. My best to your wife, and I hope to see you there on Monday.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Clark.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for calling into Gun Radio Utah. All right, I've got this many, don't I? Thank you very much. All right, Dave, I got to talk to you about some classes over there at Legacy Shooting. There, yeah. In fact, I was just there 2 days ago. Bought 2 boxes of 10 mil ammo. Thank you very much. and it was very nice. And the range is up and going. People are using the range there. And a lot of times, even if they don't have their own ammo, you've got ammo there.
We do.
For the range.
Yeah, we have all the target ammo. So if you rent time at the range, we make it available for you to buy. So we have some ammo that's available to buy on the shelf, just like anywhere else. But we set ammo aside so that we come close to guaranteeing that you will have ammo to shoot if you come to the range.
Wow, that's quite a statement. I realize you said come close. Still, that's quite a statement to make.
It is in this day and age.
Yeah, that's awesome. And so if people want to find out more, because Legacy is so much more than a gun store, so much more than a shooting range, it's got professionals behind the counter that can help you. It's got classes, and that's amazing what you've got on your website for the breadth of classes that you've got. We talked about low light. Tell me the one about the women's only one.
Yeah, so we have a girl.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club.
Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Girls Like Guns 2 event. We do it every 3 to 4 weeks. And it is hosted by members of the Well-Armed Women chapters. And it's an open forum. And it's for first-time shooters or experienced shooters, women that want to just learn more and get into the sport.
Fantastic. And do those classes pretty, do they fill up?
They do. They fill up generally about a week out. So that's why we're trying to increase the number of classes. And of course, with the restrictions of COVID, we limit those to 21. Eventually, we'll try to increase those as restrictions are lifted.
Fantastic. We were talking earlier about the constitutional carry classes that you're developing as well. That's a huge thing because I got to tell you, Dave, you go on the forums, the public forums and this kind of stuff. There's so much misinformation about what you can do, what you can't do, let alone the justification on right to use force, including.
Yeah. And where you can carry. There's a lot of places that I think people assume they can carry and you can't.
Yeah, yeah. Look forward to that course coming on. Is that on the website yet?
Not yet.
But it will
probably
be.
Another week or two.
Fantastic, fantastic. And then you can get a hold of all those kind of courses at legacyshooting.com. Legacy Shooting.
For an additional $500 discount at 833-ED-NO-FUN. 833-ED-NO-FUN. Put the happy back in your relationship.
Keeping you updated and up to date on the latest news around the country and Utah on firearms. It's Gun Radio Utah. No apologies. Your host, Clark Apotian.
Oh, and you know what I've been doing with that little cop, that four-barrel 357 mag?
Yeah.
He's shooting birdshot out of it.
Really?
Yeah.
How's it work?
It works fantastic. It works fantastic. Not as much recoil either, but just kind of fun. Being that birdshot kind of spreads out to begin with, or snake shot. I don't know what you want to call it. It's you know, it's a little shot shell cartridge for the 38s. I think the 38s that it's firing out of. But that's just fun. And so, talking with welcome back to Gun Radio Utah. I'm your host, Clark Apotian. There are no apologies on this. And not necessarily, I'm trying to think of a good segue into Utah Shooting Sports Council. I don't want to say they have no apologies, but I mean, anyway, I do chair the Utah Shooting Sports Council. We are Utah's gun lobby, and you can sign up for alerts, and we're now into our federal alert type alerts, because we're done with the Utah legislative session, in which was a win for us, definitely. And you can go to UtahShootingSportsCouncil.org, UtahShootingSportsCouncil.org. I know, folks, that's the longest website ever. And if it was up to me, it would be just USSC, but the United States Supreme Court took that one. So anyway, or somebody with the United States Supreme Court. So anyway, so in studio with me today is Dave Branham, Director of Firearm Services for Sportsman's Warehouse and Legacy.com. You can get a hold of that. And like we said, LegacyShooting.com is a great resource. You can sign up for class. You can find out what they've got. And it's kind of cool because I gotta steer you over to the gunsmith at Sportsman's Warehouse, the gunsmith, because we were talking about, I've got a Glock 21 in 45 auto that had some weird stuff to it. I was not the original owner. I think it's a second gen Glock. It is a second gen Glock 21. So it's a full size Glock, and I want to do some other stuff with it. And I'm a Glock armorer, and quite honestly, that and a dime and you have 10 cents. So anyway, but you know, for some, there are some fantastic Glock, but all I do is just replace the parts. I don't really necessarily fix them. Unless by replacing a part, I can fix it. But anyway, so what I want to do is I'm just going to bring over the Glock. It's got a ported barrel on it. It's got a really hinky little lockup. It needs a new guide rod because it's got a Laser Max guide rod in there. And I'm afraid maybe that the batteries are corroded because it's been so long sitting in there. And I want to replace all the springs. I want to replace all the, you know, the connectors, this kind of stuff. Put a new barrel on, put a threaded barrel on. And I want it stippled, and I want it Cerakoted, and I want a 10 mil conversion in it as well. So, you said you can do that.
Yeah.
And get it to me in an hour. No. So, but you do have more gunsmiths over there now, too, and
we
you're
do.
Hiring some
more. Yeah, we have some more gunsmiths, some gun techs. So, yeah, there's every day there's new work coming in, and I enjoy going out there just to see what's coming in the door. I'm like a kid in a candy store when I see that, just to see what other people have done.
Well, I have to keep bringing you weird stuff because I know they like it when I bring you, you know, different little things. And
oh,
that.
It's always fun to see the weird stuff.
Yeah. So, and, but I mean, there are folks out there right now that have guns sitting in their gun safes or in their drawers or something like that, and there's something hinky with it, or, you know, the trigger doesn't work, or the sights are wobbly, or it just doesn't seem to lock up, or I can't get it open to clean it, or it's something. Yeah. And you can fix those problems.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the big one that we get a lot is, you know, someone passes away, an uncle, a dad, a grandfather, something, and they said, I got these guns, and I don't know what condition they're in. They've been in a, you know, storage, a closet, whatever. And so just getting those checked out and then saying, are they safe to shoot? And then, you know, what do we need to do to get these to work? And it's fun. You get to get someone back out shooting.
See, that's exactly what we're talking about, is because you may not know all the things that are hinky with this gun.
Yeah.
You may just know it's not working right. There's something wrong with this. And that's the neat thing about the gunsmiths that you actually have. They're real, legitimate, honest-to-goodness certified gunsmiths.
Yeah.
You know, they can do everything from stock work, barrel in action, pistols, rifles, shotguns, you name it.
We get, you know, there's always some fun stuff. The last one we got in was someone bought a gun off Utah Gun Exchange, and they just couldn't get it to function. It was an AR, and they brought it in, and the magazine tube had been modified, and I don't know how it was still on the gun, but it was held on with
the magazine. Hopes and dreams. The magazine well?
No,
you mean?
The magazine tube or the recoil tube, the buffer.
Oh, the buffer tube.
The buffer tube. It had been modified with the Dremel, and the guy said, I haven't been able to get this to shoot since I bought it, and I call it the hopes and dream gun.
So, but it works now.
It works now.
Yeah. Well, you know, hey. If I should probably point that out, if you've had a gun that you have opened your Dremel up with and practiced your Dremel work on your gun, and it, now your gun doesn't work at all, take it in. They can make it work again. Don't get me near a Dremel. I love the Dremel things, but it never quite works out the way I wanted it to. It looks like, well, anyway, so that's pretty cool. So, yeah, I am. I'm going to bring that in. Then I want it Cerakoted. And I want it a kind of a smooth Cerakote finish, but I don't know what color. And you were talking about a new color they have.
Yeah, it's Cerakote came out with a new color, and it's called Moss, Elite Moss.
Elite Moss.
Elite Moss.
Because that's what I want, the Elite. I don't want the regular Moss. Yeah, I want the Elite Moss.
Elite Moss. And it's kind of a little bit of an olive drab color, but it looks really good. We got a sample in, and now the guys want to do their own guns in the color, so now I have to go out and look at it. I want to see how good it is.
Well, you know what I want to do is I want to have that gun done in the Elite Moss, and I have a suppressor that I want done, as well as the magazines. So I'm getting a bunch more magazines for it. So, we'll do that, and hopefully I'm one of the first ones to get an Elite Moss. Would you call it a brighter than green or duller than green? Or
a little bit of a dull green.
Duller green. Okay. Yeah. Interesting. All right, Elite Moss. So I'll bring that one in. I'm sure I've got some others that need a little updating on. All right, speaking of updates, let's talk about the Sixth Circuit. The Sixth Circuit last week just came out with we've only got this many, don't we, Jesus? Yeah, okay, I can do that. I can do it in two. All right. So the Sixth Circuit, or as the CourthouseNews.com calls it, a divided appeals court panel. So it wasn't unanimous, in other words. So ruled on Thursday that the several gun rights groups should have been granted an injunction against the enforcement of an ATF rule that defines bump stocks as machine guns. So this isn't my case, but my case is in the 10th Circuit Court. And we'll talk about that in a second. But 6th Circuit just ruled differently and said, you know what? Bump stocks are not machine guns and shouldn't have been banned in the first place, certainly not by the ATF. If there's going to be a ban on bump stocks, whether they are machine guns or whether, you know, whatever you want to call them, then it's done by Congress. It's not done by the executive. It's not done by administration, you know, under the direction of the executive. And I don't care who's in the executive office at the time. And it's not even done by the judicial branch. It's done by the legislative branch. And if they want to ban something, well, then, you know, bless their little hearts, they can do that. But that's not the way it was done. So what happened with the bump stock case? And again, folks, I seem like I always have to remind you, this ain't about bump stocks. This is about the process that banned bump stocks and the way that the government, especially the administrative agencies, are making laws. And who makes laws? Congress is supposed to make laws, and especially these laws. Thank you, Jesus. And let me go like this, Jesus, just a little bit there. There we go. So, and we're talking about an administrative agency that is making laws, not just making administrative laws, but laws that can affect you, that if you violate them or run afoul of them, you go to prison. Or even if you don't go to prison, you're a felon for life. And unelected bureaucrats doing this, creating new law that will affect you, it's not the way it's done. How is it done? The way we learned in grade school, who handles what? The executive has certain things that it does. The legislative has certain things that it does. And the judicial has certain things that it does. So when these things start overlapping, that's when we get into problems. That's the basis of what we're talking about with this, with these different rulings in both the Ninth, the Sixth, and the Tenth Circuit. Now, the Tenth Circuit, in my case, actually sent it back. They had voted after a 3-judge panel on a 2-1 vote voted against me in my case, and to just send it back. They didn't rule on the case, though. They just voted not to hear it then again, which they had previously voted to hear it, which is kind of weird. Anyway, Sixth Circuit did hear it, and they said, nope, you know what? These are not machine guns. And so, long story short, when you get different circuit courts, the Sixth, the Tenth, the Ninth, the, you know, whatever, ruling in different ways on the same basic issue, this is ripe for a Supreme Court review. And so we can talk a little bit.
77 for a personalized and confidential appointment, or visit revivemenshealth.com to schedule a telehealth visit.
Protecting and preserving your constitutional right to bear arms. It's Gun Radio Utah. Here's your host, Clark Apotian.
Hey, welcome back to Gun Radio Utah. We've got a short segment coming up, so I'm going to talk fast. Don't forget to go to defendingwasatchback@gmail.com. Give them an email and see how you can help. defendingwasatchback@gmail.com. Gary and Sandy Hughes are integral in this. They are the folks. You really got to know this guy. He is, him and his wife are, they have a fun home environment. I mean, this guy builds Eastern European guns from cut-up guns. And he builds them nicely, too. And they look so... Anyway, in addition to many other things, they're big into the medical supply component for, like, stopping the bleeding and emergency type things. And they outfit first responders and that. So fantastic, folks. But remember, the 29th, this Monday, 12:45 p.m., County Building, 25 North Main in Heber. You know, drop by there, show your support for Second Amendment Sanctuary in both Wasatch and Summit counties. It's coming up. And give those county commissioners, let them know that you are out there, that you support this kind of thing. Public comment at wasatch.utah.gov. Public comment at wasatch.utah.gov. And let the sheriff know that you are a responsible gun owner. Jay Rigby at wasatch.utah.gov. He's the sheriff. Jay Rigby at wasatch.utah.gov. All right. So I said we would talk about the mass shootings. And, man, I got to tell you, you know, since the Colorado one, once again, the media is coming out with and saying that we are the number one mass shooter country in the world, and that no other country has this kind of stuff. How can they be so bold? Do they not think that there are folks out there, the Utah Shooting Sports Council and others, that are going to look up this data and look at the data? So one thing I did find that they were truthful about, when they listed what is it, 4, 5, 8, or 9 European countries. The United States of America was number one on the list of their countries, of those countries, which include, obviously, European countries, that with the frequency of mass shootings. And they are Austria. So we lead the list, the USA. Then there's Austria, the Netherlands, Canada, England, Russia, Germany, Italy. Well, guess what? What they didn't do is take the whole list of 24 and find that we are in the middle. We are not number one there. You list all those European countries of some worth: Norway, Serbia, France, Macedonia, Albania, Slovakia, Switzerland, Finland, Belgium, the Czech Republic. Then comes the USA. Then comes Austria, the Netherlands. So, yeah, it's real easy to be number one on the list when you take the list from the middle and start with USA at the top and list all the ones that are below it. Yeah, it's real easy to make number USA the number one on the list. But now let's talk about actual data, actual numbers that can be backed up. So we're told that we are the number one in frequency of multiple victim shootings. And quite honestly, it's really hard to determine because there isn't a universally accepted criteria or metric for a mass or multiple victim shooting. What we've got is typically, you know, the way the FBI does it, when four people more are injured or killed in one specific incident with a firearm and so on and so forth, and they divide them into both family things, they divide them into shootings for gain, like a robbery, and then shootings for random things, or with a specific, sometimes for random things, and then for some for just a political purpose. And I got to tell you, I think that Colorado shooter was definitely for a political purpose. Nobody's talking about that, but it was fairly obvious. So where are we when you look at just the European countries, which we like to include just the European countries because they're so much more like us? Well, we are number 11 on the list of death frequency by multiple victim shootings. Number 11. On that list. We are 11th on the list. And so we're not number one. We're not number two. We're not number 10. We're number 11. And then frequency, just in the European countries, we're 12th. We're 12th on the list. Overall, guess what number we are worldwide, without picking and choosing, without, you know, massaging the data whatsoever? We are number 66 worldwide on deaths, and right around there for frequency of shootings. That's per capita. So, you know, when they start, you know, when the president gives a bold-faced lie, and you got to understand, you're either stupid on the facts or you're deliberately misleading the American population. Either one is completely inappropriate, unethical, and you're a liar when you say it. When no other country has the kind of situations we do. You know, folks, we are less than the average even. Not only, though, are we in the middle on, you know, when you look at, you know, the median or the mean, we are less than the average even. So we're not even average. We're less than the average on that. So, you know, look these things up. You can get some great information from Dr. John Lott's research, which he does independently, doesn't rely on other research. He actually looks at the raw data, and he's come up with these numbers. And go to the Crime Prevention Research Center, the CPRC. I think it's cprc.org or the Crime Prevention Research Center. Some fantastic information. I had a former legislator call me just recently and asking about, you know, where are we as far as, you know, mass shootings for our country versus the other countries, and where are we? Where are all these mass shootings occurring in the United States? Or where's the crime with guns committed in the United States? And we narrowed it down by county and by zip code. And Dr. John Lott has done the research. It's there. It's all footnoted, too. It's not just, you know, thrown out there. Hey, folks, I want a big thanks to Dave Branham with Sportsman's Warehouse Legacy Shooting. Go to legacyshooting.com and sign up for some classes there, low light classes. And ladies, the guns, what was the name of it now? It was
Girls Like Guns Too.
Girls Like Guns Too. All right. Hey, thanks. We'll see you next week.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.